at the Okemoson State Secretariat, security men were seen at the two entrances into the premises to ensure peaceful conduct and free flow of traffic. There were also the presence of some labor leaders at the entrances, while vehicles are allowed to go in and out of the secretariat. The Ogun State Labor Movement have declared a 7-day warning strike to demand for the abolition of pension reform bill, payment of gratuities, and new minimum wage. The agitations also include payment of outstanding 6 years leave allowances, 3 years promotion, and 134 months unpaid gratuity by the government. The Ogun State NLC chairman, Comrade Emmanuel Bankole, while speaking, said the union was satisfied with the compliance level of the members concerning the strike. He noted that the negotiation between the two sides was deadlocked as the government representatives were not ready to shift ground on the agitations of the workers.
The position of government is unacceptable to us. What they said was that the minimum wage we have to be delayed so that they can do certain things, and we said enough is enough. Having waited for so long, with the facts before us, Ogun State is not the poorest in the Southwest. If Lagos is paying and continue to pay even with COVID, Ondo State is paying and continue to pay even with COVID, Oyo State is paying even with COVID, there's no reason for Ogun State not to pay. And so that they're saying no, all those excuses are unacceptable to us.
Speaking on the situation, the special advisor to the governor on media, Pastor Remy Azan, said the strike was not carried out in good faith, noting that the labor decision was against the proceedings of the ongoing negotiations. He noted that the Ogun State government side was only waiting for response on the proposals from its side when the labor leaders decided to call out its members on strike.
Legitimate as their demands were, reality, economic-wise, do not support some of the things that they are asking for. So, efforts were being made to see how ground could shift. And the last thing that was discussed in that meeting was they will talk to themselves and get back to government. So if this is the feedback we're getting, this is not a reflection of what took place in the room where the negotiation is.
Pastor Azan said the Ogun State government will be waiting for the labor unions to continue with the negotiations in the best interest of the state to resolve the issues raised by the labor movement. In Abeokuta, I am Wale Oluokun, Radio Nigeria.